Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 18th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,700 head to be offered, 3,900 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, and 18,000 wean calves. If you'd like to know the time an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
There's only one place where you can go and connect with over 400 agricultural companies in one day, and that's the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit with exhibitors spanning all segments of agriculture like chemical application, precision ag products, livestock equipment, seed, and so much more. You can chat with dealers, kick the tires, and even get in the driver's seat of all of your favorite products from John Deere, Case IH, Massey Ferguson, and more. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for a list of exhibitors and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, November the 30th through December the 2nd.
Well, cattle seem to have been facing some headwind as futures have been exhibiting some lackluster trading over the past week. There's a possibility packers will be paying more for cattle this week, but traders have been unwilling to push futures higher in anticipation of that. Consumer buying is expected to remain strong despite higher beef prices, but weakness of boxed beef at this time has traders on edge. Expectations are high, but reality can sometimes paint a different picture. Boxed beef prices were lower yesterday, choice down $1.07, select was down 69 cents. Hog futures were a complete surprise, gaining triple digits in December through May contracts. Underlying support stemmed from African swine fever talk again in Europe and the potential of further spread. Traders became excited over the potential of increased business over time, but proof will be in the exports, and without proof, it may be difficult to maintain the strength. Underlying cash and cutouts did not support any gain. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed cash was down 30 cents. Higher prices in wheat overnight as all three exchanges bounced back from the double-digit losses posted Tuesday. All three contracts, but especially Minneapolis, are showing signs of faltering near recent highs. The lower highs stuck in Minneapolis are especially conspicuous, suggesting the highs notched at 1086.5 could be the near-term highs. The weekly report on deliverable supplies in Minneapolis helps paint the picture of the recent weakness better than almost anything. Now, slightly firmer markets overnight in the corn futures as trade was just above yesterday's lows with 570 acting as near-term support. December corn has a pennant formation unfolding as consolidation has been the prevailing trend the last five sessions. Firmer trade across the soy complex overnight as soybeans and meal bounce back from the lower close Tuesday, while soybean oil adds to gains made the previous session. Soybeans saw their first lower close Tuesday in the last six sessions. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 18th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,700 head to be offered, 3,900 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, and 18,000 wean calves. If you'd like to know the time an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
December live cattle down 5 cents, 131.72. February's down 22, 136.10. January feeder cattle up 80 cents, 159.27 yesterday. March up 102, 160.90. December hogs up 192, 77.72. February up 220, 83.37. Kansas City wheat, December's down 15 and a quarter, 820 and three quarters. March down 15 and three quarters at 822 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 16 cents, 810 and a quarter. March down 16 and three quarters at 820. December corn down 5.5, 571. March down 6.5, 577.5. January soybeans down 6 cents at 1251 and a quarter. And the March down 5.5 cents.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.